Welcome to the Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. In each episode, you'll learn from experts about the best practices and technologies to live a happier, healthier, and hopefully a longer life. Here is your host, Claudia Erdenola.
Dear friends and viewers, welcome to my home. I have a special announcement to make today. Many of you are my subscribers or have viewed my podcast. If you don't know me, I am Claudia Erdenola. I am an American born in Colombia, South America. And as a Colombian American, not only blood runs through my veins, coffee as well. Many of you know me through my Express Soul Health and Wellness podcast, where I advocate for healthy living. Today, I am thrilled to introduce you to something truly special, Express Soul Coffee. At this moment, I would like to take you, my viewers, on a journey to my country of origin by watching a 3-minute video. I think this short video will tell you better why Express Soul Coffee is like no other coffee available on the market. So please, come with me to the coffee country of Colombia.
I came from this earth, from this land of Colombia. This coffee is my brother, my sister, is my mother, my father, my ancestors. This coffee came from this earth, which was born like me in the Andes Mountains of South America, and is nutrient-rich from volcanic ashes. Look at these mountains of high altitude where the coffee plants thrive. Look at the living waters, the rivers, and the waterfalls all combined to form the perfect ecosystem that blesses these wonderful beings. I had a dream to find the highest quality coffees from Colombia and other countries in the world and bring them to the market. I created Express Soul as a tribute to my mother earth, my ancestors, my parents, and the farmers that work hard with love and devotion to grow this magical being. Express Soul is not only a journey to healthy living, it is also a spiritual journey. My name is Claudia Erdenola. I am the founder of Express Soul Coffee. And I invite you to incorporate Express Soul into your life as a ritual in the morning by setting up the good intentions for the day and drinking a cup of the healthiest, most delicious coffee that is low in acidity and easy on the stomach. Express Soul, the holistic approach to coffee.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Hey, Claudia, before we jump into the real conversation about Express Soul Coffee, I just wanted to acknowledge that today is U.S. Armed Forces Day, which celebrates and memorializes the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice and also recognizes the active military services today, as well as the veterans. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and salute those people who serve in the United States Armed Forces.
And you served also with the Air Force in Southeast Asia. So thank you for your service, baby.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you, my husband.
Thank you. Okay. Let's jump into our conversation about Express Soul Coffee. And you just made that spectacular announcement today that you started Express Soul Coffee. And I guess the natural question that arises is, why did you start a coffee company? I know that coffee is I think the second most consumed drink in the world. But still, there's a lot of competition, a lot of big players out there. I know that people like Elon Musk with tremendous resources started a car company and a rocket company and a boring company. So why did you take the initiative to start a coffee company?
Great question. A lot of my audience, people who know me through this podcast and maybe those that just come new to see me, I told my story before, but in 2015, I had a life-threatening condition, health condition. And I saw the tunnel. I really thought I was dying. At that specific moment when I felt that I left my body down, I was dying. I was losing about 65% of my blood in a very short period of time. So it was a very scary moment. After I recovered from that condition and I healed my body, it took me years to recover from that. It was a very, very dramatic and traumatic event on me, on my body and on my soul, because it was very, very hard. In the same year, my mother also died. So it was a cascade of events. And after that, I started looking at my life and my existence in a totally different way. First of all, I totally get in control of my health because I felt that when I was at my lowest moment, I was almost dead in a bed on a hospital. The doctors only gave me one choice to heal my condition, one only, one option. It was all what the medical system gave me at that time. And I couldn't believe that with these advances, with the technology we have today, that was the only option available for me. I didn't feel that I was right. So I started investigating. I made my research, weak as I was, with blood transfusions. But I found the answers that I was looking for, a procedure, a protocol that saved my life. I am here because of that and the blessed hands of those doctors in Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. So after that event, I felt that health was something that was on my responsibility to take control of. And I thought that I wanted to create a channel to empower people to do the same, to get informed, get educated, bring experts to tell us what are those protocols, different ways to take care of ourselves, what are those nutritional supplements we have to include in our daily diets because our foods don't have the same nutritional density value that used to have for years ago that our ancestors did because the soils are totally depleted from nutrients. I wanted to bring people in different areas on the healthcare and wellness to let us know what are those new protocols, those new ways and treatments and preventive measurements that we can do ourselves to keep us away from sickness and disease. So I created Expresso Health and Wellness Podcast. And at the same time, I start looking at what other alternatives are out there for good coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. I'm from Colombia. I know coffee. My ancestors were always in the coffee industry. My father was the co-founder of the farmers' co-ops in the coffee industry in Colombia. I grew up with coffee. And all of the coffees that I was seeing here in America, especially the commercially available big corporation ones, and you may know which ones I'm talking about, they were coffees that they were over-roasted, they were massively produced. So in order to hide those defects of the coffee, they mixed it with a lot of preservatives and colorants and sweeteners and sugars and creams, artificial stuff that is not good for your health. So I start thinking about, wait a second, I know people in Colombia and other countries that produce unbelievable coffees, high quality coffees. Why not to integrate those coffees that I know are very good from the seed, from the process, from the way that they made this coffee into an artisan roasting process, preserving all of those nutrients? Why not to offer to the market and to the people on the wellness community, on the health and wellness community that I have on my podcast and around the world that are listening to these messages, why not offer an option that is healthy because it's clean, because it's free of mycotoxins and you know, molds, and it's organic, and it tastes delicious, comes from the high altitudes of the mountains in the Andes in Colombia and South America and Central America.
So from having a life-threatening health condition and you reaching out through the internet and discovering other ways of maybe helping your condition, you learn that you were an empowered patient. And from there, you decided to delve into health and wellness?
That's correct. I am a professional engineer. I have a very particular way of thinking, and I have curiosity as an engineer. So I take this engineering approach to wellness, is what I say. I'm not a coach, a health coach of a doctor, but I can bring those health coaches, doctors, experts on the wellness and health community to this channel and have a conversation with them. I want them to give us information that help us to preserve our state of health and improve our state of health. So this channel is dedicated to bring those experts. I facilitate the interviews, and together myself and my audience are here to learn from those experts on different areas on health and wellness.
So let's go back to something that you mentioned earlier about the large corporate coffee companies that, and you're right, I think all of us know who they are, you know, the big one, two, or three out there that we all would go through the drive-through or wait in long lines to get and then pour a lot of stuff into the coffee and come out. Maybe we spent $6, maybe we spent $10.
Per cup,
yeah. And so can compare and contrast what espresso coffee is and what you're doing as opposed to what these large corporate coffee companies are doing.
And I also, love that you're asking me that question. I love it.
Along that same lines, if you would compare the cost and quality.
I was going to that. So let's say in this hand, I have my espresso coffee. Here I have the commercial available coffees available on the market, the big corporation ones. So let's say here in this side of my hand, I have espresso coffee. This coffee from seed to cup, I know where my coffee comes from. I know the farms. I know the farmers. Small farms where they grow this coffee in an artisan way, traditional way, the way that my ancestors did it, and they learned from generation to generation to generation. These small farmers care about the quality of the water, the trees that grow around the coffee plants, the birds, all the ecosystem is extremely important because they understand that all of those elements play a huge role into the final product of the coffee bean. All of those are contributors to the flavors, to the aromas, to the nutrients. So they take care of the environment as they grow these plants with so much love and devotion.
That was a nice video that you showed. Was all of that shot in Colombia? Is that really what that environment is like?
It's exactly like that. I was there. Those are farms that I visited myself, that I know. Those are the volcanic mountains in high altitudes where the coffee plants grow. And because of the conditions of the soils from those volcanic, you know, soils, they made the plants so nutrient-rich. And all of those nutrients, all of those antioxidants, all of those minerals go directly to every single coffee bean. And that is the main difference between those coffees that are grown in high altitude from volcanic ashes mountains, different from probably other varieties that they grow in places like countries like Brazil, in the very flat areas, and there are huge plantations of coffee. Also, the coffees in these small farms that I was describing here in Espresso al Coffee, the small farmers, because they are all in high altitude mountains, it's impossible to collect the coffee with machinery. So all of the process is hand picked, plant by plant. They go with little, containers that they hold in their bodies, and they are collecting the beans one by one. And they only collect the beans that are at maturity, the red cherries, because they know those cherries are at maturity. They know that it contains the natural flavors and sugars and nutrients and antioxidants that we are benefiting from in my espresso coffee, offerings that I have today. So what happened with the big corporations, going back to your question? So we have the small farmers that take care of the environment, that they love their plants, that they collected it manually, that they preserve collecting the beans manually. They also preserving the integrity of the plant. And my audience may not know this, but that plays a huge role in the quality of the coffee beans. The other side, where the corporate big names of the coffee, big corporations of coffee commercially available, especially in the U.S. and around the world, they're pretty big. What happened here is that they go and make huge contracts with huge coffee plantations in Brazil and in other countries where the coffee is massively produced. Massively produced means that they also are collected. The beans are collected mechanically. Huge machines go through those rows and they peel off the entire plant. And because they are causing trauma and damage to the coffee plant, also the beans are very much affected on the flavor side and the nutrients, because it's just quick and they don't see what are the beans that are at maturity, that are red cherries or green cherries. They peel off everything. So it's massively produced. Is the quality of control cannot be at the level that the small farmer can do, because he's doing it manually. So we have not only the process here is very artisan, very in a small production. Here, where is the corporate coffee companies, the big ones, they massively produce, the flavor is not the same, but they make no mistake. They discovered the formula to make it appealing to the public. And here is where is the difference in flavors and pricing. So they understand that the best way to, like hide those defects on the coffee beans that are green, they may don't have the same taste, the ones that, because they were collected in, the berries were not at maturity, they taste different. So the best way to hide those defects is by over roasting the coffee, which shows, you see those coffee beans as are dark, like really like black. And they mix the coffees with all kind of flavors, creams, sugars, artificial colorants and sweeteners and syrups that are extremely harmful for your body. They're nothing natural. It's all artificial stuff. And they charge a huge price for it. So you ask me about the price. Here is the kicker. Do you know how much you pay for a cup of coffee in one of those places, Bruce?
Well, I think just a black cup of coffee, I would expect to walk in. I don't think about it too much, but I don't walk out for less than $5 if it's just a black cup of coffee. And then if I add stuff to it, it may be $8, $10. It's not cheap.
It is expensive, extremely expensive. So on top of that, you have low quality coffee that is not good for you. It's coffee that has been massively produced and that is all of these flavors. and chemicals and, you know, artificial stuff that is not good for your body is actually causing inflammation because it's artificial. Your body is not designed to process those artificial stuff.
You would tend to
gain weight. Absolutely. But they do it because the people, you know, prior, let's say, COVID, they were driving through before they were going to the offices. What happened today? The majority or large portion of the population on the workforce in the United States and many other places in the world, they're not driving anymore. They're working virtually from home. So they're not going through the drive-thru. So they start thinking about consuming coffee from home because offices now are like this at home. So about 2 years ago, I start thinking about that option, bringing that option to the market. I say, okay, I'm going to start working on these channels of awareness, like my Espresso podcast, bringing experts to tell us about nutrition, exercising, infrared saunas, and nutritional supplements, and, you know, low-carb diets, and meditation, brain fitness, all of hormone replacement therapies, everything that is needed to us to have this balanced life for the body, mind, and soul. And I say, I want to bring this coffee. I want to create a brand with all of these people that I know I can bring these coffees and crafted it especially for my wellness community. So my Espresso coffee born from my passion for health and wellness.
Well, you talked about the cost of the large corporate cup of coffee. How does the cost of Espresso compare
Excellent
to
question.
That?
So you got your drive-thru coffee or you go and buy it and it's so
wait
expensive.
Wait in line coffee,
which is between, I would say, the smallest would be $3.50 before taxes. And you can spend from that to $6, $7 each cup. You can have Espresso coffee, our specialty beans, delivered to the convenience, to the doorstep at your house for a much, much better price, for a fraction. So we calculated that any of our brands of our coffee, you are paying about $1 per cup of coffee. You know, and that is unbelievable. This is just a fraction of what you would pay for this low quality coffee that is massively produced.
You're comparing what could be considered a gourmet coffee with an over-roasted coffee that's machine harvested along with beans and leaves, not hand-picked from high altitudes. And you're saying that this high-quality coffee is about 25% the cost of the large corporate companies?
Yes, yes, yes. And it is because we are not, we are in a small company. We don't have this big overhead of people working for us. We work with the farmers. We roast the coffee here in the States on a very crafted process. And actually our beans are all medium roast because we crafted this process of roasting, respecting the level of nutrients and antioxidants that the beans contain. So we didn't want it to over-roast the beans. We want them to be at the sweet spot level of deliciousness and still being at the highest potential of nutrition for us.
You know, Claudia, a little story, especially since it's Armed Forces Day. I went in the military very young. I was 18 years old. And I was shipped away to the jungles of Southeast Asia and other military installations around the world. And I was in the security forces. And I remember being outside the military base, protecting the base from intruders. And they had people who drove around in Jeeps through the jungle and brought these big igloo coolers of coffee to keep us awake because we had to stay awake all night because there were enemies trying to encroach on our military base. And the coffee, it was like drinking oil or tar or something like that. I didn't realize that coffee was supposed to taste good. I thought it was just the caffeine that kept me awake. So anybody who's listening who's ever been in the military knows about military coffee. So again, I'm an American. You're probably the first Colombian I ever met and ended up marrying you. Until I went to Colombia and saw there was a difference and actually sat around like being in the vineyards of California doing wine tasting and doing coffee tasting in Colombia, I said, my God, this tastes delicious. Such a contrast from my first
very
experience
coffee.
With coffee in the military to what gourmet coffee's like. So I think it's amazing that you're going to these farms in Colombia and establishing relationships with the farmers. You know them, and you getting the select beans from the high altitudes that really make a difference in terms of the nutrition and the taste and the health benefits. So that's pretty amazing. So you mentioned 2 years. So how long have you been planning for the rollout of this coffee since you're announcing that it's going to be available? And that's another question I want to ask you. Is it available in stores, or how do we buy it?
My listeners and the people finding my Espresso Coffee is only available online. So we are displaying the information of the website, which is www.espressoulcoffee.com. And you're going to have here the link to go directly to the website. Also a QR code that people can scan from their phones and go directly and order Espresso Coffees.
Well, that's great. So we can have it delivered directly to our door, right?
Your door at the convenience of your house.
So a lot, like you mentioned earlier, a lot of people are not going to office buildings anymore, and they don't have to take that route and make that stop and get in those drive-through lines. So our offices are more often than not in our homes now. So we can still drink our coffee like we do at the office, but have a better quality at a cheaper price, and then we're not burning gas to go to an office somewhere.
Hey, in the regular offices, they don't buy gourmet coffees. They're not specialty beans. You know, they are those, you know, mass-produced coffees that had been stored for years that they are, you know, rancid, not good.
You have several brands or blends of coffee. Can you talk about the different names and, you know, are they organic or, you know, just describe the brands, the names of the brands, and what the listeners would be interested in ordering and why?
Yes. So let me tell you a little bit about our brands, Bruce. Here is Espresso Alma. Alma is a word in Spanish that means soul. And this is the soul, the spirit, and the center of my brand. This is the Colombian gourmet brand out of the three that I have. This coffee is very special. It's a specialty grade beans, Arabica beans, from the high altitude mountains of Colombia, volcanic ashes, soils are the ones where these coffee plants grow. So this is our Alma. And as you see, every single detail I designed it, and it has a meaning. The colors on the aura is like auroras, it's like your chakras. And it's at the peak of the mountains because it's in the high altitudes where they reach their highest potentials. So it's like a human when it reaches enlightenment. It just comes to the highest potential of wellness. So this is what is inside of this bag. It's all good stuff. So I included some, you know, motivational messages in the packaging. Here it says your daily dose of wellness. You have my commitment to wellness here in the bag. What are the ingredients? So I got that is keto friendly. It is free of mycotoxins and mold. GMO free. That is environmentally conscious farmers who grow this, and it's all clean and good coffee for you.
That's great. Now talk about your other brands as well.
Sure. So I got also Sana. Sana is our organic coffee. And it's, as you say here, you see, this is the USDA organic certified. So this coffee is organic from the origin. It comes from the high altitude mountains of Honduras and Guatemala. Those are beautiful farms where these coffees grow. They're extremely delicious. It has a quartz of chocolate and deep cocoa. It's very, very good. And it's organically grown. It is very interesting because in this region where I bring these coffees, the farmers get together and really make sure that the organic label is preserved. Means that they really care of the sources of water, that the plants are not, you know, treated with pesticides, that all of the process from seed to recollection, everything is organically, and is organically processed as well. So we are certified organic at the roaster. So everything on is made in the same facilities and is certified that is clean. So by the moment that you receive this coffee, you know that you are consuming specialty coffee beans that are crafted for optimal health. And then I have a blend because I wanted to make also a blend that it got a little bit more of a kick for those who really value the coffee that gives us that extra punch to start the day. People that like to drink more coffee during the day to keep themselves more, you know, focused, mentally focused, and have that energy up, you know. So this is Activate, and Activate, or Actívate in Español. It is a blend from Arabica beans from the high altitude mountains on Belo Horizonte in Brazil, Colombia, and Central America, Honduras and Guatemala. So it brings like the best of the three and making it here available in a single blend. So it's very nice. I really like this. I drink this Activate before going to the gym. This is the one Me that too. I give you before you start going to your workouts that are crazy, intense. So that's what we got. And we also, Bruce, and this is something really nice because I wanted to create also the single servings pods for those who like to consume their coffee or make their coffee in the machines. So I got Sana. And Sana is a word in Spanish that means to heal. So this is the organic pods, and this is the organic coffee grinds or whole bean. I offer both. And here I have Alma, which is the Colombian gourmet. So let's say you're traveling. As many of you, many may have to travel for work or for pleasure. You know the coffee that we find in our hotels is not good coffee. And these big, you know, hotels commission the coffee with big corporations. So it's coffee that has been probably stored for years or months. So it's not fresh coffee. But something that you can do is bring in your single serving pots to your trips. And then you can use the machine at the hotel. And then you brew your specialty coffee beans that are good for your health at the convenience of your hotel every time you travel. So this is great. And basically, these are the three brands that I'm going to launch initially. I am already looking into other single origin coffees, specialty coffees, to introduce into my brand. But as of right now, we're gonna start offering these three: Alma, Sana, and Activate or Activate.
Well, that's great. It really, really sounds like this is the real stuff. Very authentic. And
it is.
Again, go back to my early days of coffee. I didn't know it was supposed to be delicious and good for you. I just drank it to stay awake, to keep from getting involved in with some bad guys. Let's talk about the health benefits. Can you elaborate on, you know, what the general health benefits? I know you're not a medical practitioner, and you don't make any claims of healing or any things of that nature. But there are health benefits related to drinking coffee that I think have pretty well been established. So can you talk about a few of those?
Absolutely. So coffee, because of his natural composition with the caffeine and the antioxidants and the minerals, it is proven that enhance the mental focus. So something that in these days has been studied as well is how the consumption of coffee also affects the mood, which is amazing because we saw how hard was COVID, the COVID years, the years where people were locked in their houses and they couldn't be socializing and being outside and doing their normal activities. A lot of people start suffering of depression. They were too worried, too stressed. And we know today that drinking coffee can uplift the spirit and in a way also activate some connections in the neurons that really elevate the mood. So that is a great contribution alone for mental health. And it has been studied more and more and more, especially after, you know, the numbers on the population getting depressed and extremely stressed after the pandemic, the numbers were so staggering. So, some of the studies on the latest studies on the consumption of coffee helping, improving the mood and uplifting the spirit are very positive, impact of the consumption of coffee. Also, coffee is very well known, Bruce, for its antioxidant properties. So think about these specialty coffees that grow in these highly rich volcanic ashes soils. So we got there since the beginning, the best conditions for those plants to absorb those nutrients that go to the coffee beans that you finally consume in my espresso coffees. So what happens is that density on the antioxidants, once you drink your coffee, it really allows you to improve the natural antioxidants in your body. So you get more antioxidants that help you to fight the free radicals that are caused by oxidated stress. And we know today that what happened with those free radicals are basically inflammation in the body, which subsequently can be the cause of many popular diseases that are extremely sad, like Alzheimer's and dementia and cancers and many other diseases that can be caused by inflammation on the body. So we can say that because when you drink coffee, you are increasing the level of antioxidants of your body, which is ultimately very good. Also, on the coffee, as I said, is a natural stimulant. During the day, and this is something interesting, I was actually listening a podcast with Dr. Andrew Huberman, which is very popular in many of the podcaster channels, and he was saying that recommending the consumption of coffee probably between 30 to 60 minutes after you wake up, maybe a little longer, because that way you allow your natural rhythms, your circadian rhythms to be in sync. When you drink your coffee, you are already, not at the peak of your energy in the morning, because when you wake up, you are like alert. And if you go outside and receive the first rays of the sun, you activated your eyes and, your circadian rhythms are more in sync with the rhythm of the nature. So
you're talking
after
about Dr.
30 minutes or 60, you can drink your coffee.
You're talking about Dr. Andrew Huberman from Stanford?
I am talking about Dr. Andrew Huberman from Stanford. And his podcast is called The Huberman Lab Podcast. And if you don't know and you haven't heard of him, I highly recommend you to tap into that podcast because it is a lot of great information. He brings experts, that researchers. He's a researcher himself on the field of neurology and neuroscience. He's an expert on eye care. So it's just great stuff. And he made a program the other day about when is the best time to drink coffee. So as a natural stimulant, you may think that during the day and sometimes where, you know, you're tired, look at your brews. I mean, you drink your coffee in the morning, you go do your workout. When you come back from your workout, you like to have this delicious protein shake and you put a couple shots of your favorite coffee, you're ready to go. The rest of the day, you are alert, you are energized, you know, ready to start working on your day job.
Yeah, this is interesting. I listen to a lot of podcasts in different subject areas, but I've heard you mention your mission is sort of like a wheel of wellness, and you're kind of the hub, and then there's spokes. There are some people that may focus on nutrition, if you listen to their podcast. Maybe somebody on physical fitness, someone else on some other aspect, but as the hub in this, in these spokes, you are bringing to your podcast all the different experts, right? And disseminating information about how to stay well, because our healthcare system, I would really classify it as a sick care system, or it's great at break fix. If you go into any emergency department, you'll get excellent care. If you are in an automobile accident, or if you fell and broke your leg, but to prevent things, sickness from happening, I don't think we do a great job in this country with that. So you're bringing all these experts from different disciplines together in your podcast, and now you've crossed over into delivering a product that's a superior product in wellness and prevention of disease, and still provides additional benefits like mood and invigorates you to do your workouts, which is are extremely important. I know back during COVID, the liquor stores were really doing well. They were selling a lot of booze and beer and stuff like that, and wine. And this was not necessarily good for the population.
No.
But a good, healthy brand of coffee has the opposite effect. It's good for you in terms of your mental health and so forth. So it's
is
a great
that
thing.
For physical performance. It is also some studies, Bruce, and this is, again, more and more that we get into the subject, there are more studies, more credible sources bringing data in how the consumption of coffee is beneficial for health. There are also some, the antioxidants that we were talking about and other bioactive compounds present in coffee may have a beneficial effect on insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism. So all of that could be very beneficial for people that are presented pre-diabetic conditions or diabetic conditions. So something that I want to tell my audience here, and I do, this is part of education about what are the benefits of a good brand of coffee versus, you know, these brands that are massively produced and over roasted. Many people that do not consume coffee is not because they don't like it. It is because they felt that it hurt their stomach, or they have teeth sensitivity because it's too acidic. So we crafted the process of roasting this coffee, one, to preserve all of the balanced acidity from the seed, because the coffee beans bring a certain acidity, depends on how the conditions are where the coffee grow plants grow. But also during the roasting process, that acidity can be accentuated. So we carefully crafted the process on the roasting to keep the acidity on a very, very low, moderate level that won't hurt people's stomach and teeth. So in fact, one of our, you know, advisory board members is a dentist, and she was drinking our coffees. And she loved it at the point that she advocated for our brand. Aida Ospina, she's a dentist here in Florida, and she mentioned that this brand, because of the crafted process, is not harsh on the enamel on the teeth. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's great. And I know it's been a long 2 years to get to this point. And finally, you're announcing the birth of Espresso Coffee and the benefits, the health benefits, and the gourmet taste associated with that. You know, I've heard from nutritionists that you are what you eat, which makes sense if you consume beef or lamb or something like that. I think you should be concerned about what those animals eat. But you should also, and it makes a lot of sense what you're saying about where this coffee is born, where it comes from in volcanic earth, this rich in nutrients, because a lot of the land that we have in the U.S. has been massively over-farmed, and they're big corporate food companies that just use up the nutrients. So we've lost some of our nutrient-rich foods. They're processed foods. So Colombia is still kind of a active country in terms of volcanoes and earthquakes and things of that nature. So it seems like it's a younger land, and it's kind of replenishing itself from the bottom up. And these plants are taking advantage of those nutrients.
You want me to tell you a story? And this is interesting. The video that we played earlier for our audience that was shooting in Colombia, we saw, you saw the farms where the coffees are, and then at some other parts where I went to those other mountains in high altitude close to the volcano. Well, the farms are all around there. And I was in the waterfalls that are part of the ecosystem where all of those plants grow. That's just half an hour from an active volcano. And that video, we took it in during Thanksgiving last year. So the volcano wasn't active as much because it's always active, but very little, not much. We made the video. It was all great. And after Christmas, the volcano activated like crazy. The activity just increased at the point that those places that we were probably not even are open to the public anymore because it's not safe. The emissions of volcanic ashes and the little earthquakes and all of that activity, believe it or not, all of that are part of the elements that contributes in the delicious flavors, the nutrient density of the plants, of the coffee plants that grow there. And it's not only in Colombia. I mean, Sana, for example, that comes from Central America and is certified organic, comes from the volcanic areas in that area on Honduras and Guatemala. So we really see and understand the value of the origin of these coffees. It makes a difference. And it's a difference on the experience from flavors and aromas. It's a difference on experience on how your body reacted when you drink it. It's so gentle on the teeth and the stomach.
Claudia, so going back to the market of coffee, as we talked earlier, it's the number two consumed drink in the world. So it's a big market. But there's quite a bit of competition in the market too, and even with online companies. And I've yes. noticed that a lot of those have a niche. I'm a military veteran. There's some people that cater coffee to military veterans. They try to attach that patriotic loyalty to a coffee brand. Or maybe there's a policeman brand of coffee, or maybe a fireman's brand of coffee or a plumber's brand of coffee. So everybody's trying to create a niche, so to speak. So do you cater to everyone? Can everyone benefit from your coffee?
Who wants to order Espresso Coffee will benefit from this jewel, from this good made coffee. I'm telling you, anybody can benefit from Espresso Coffees, but our people in the wellness community, I may say, are more in tune with what are those health benefits of these particular specialty coffee beans. So, yeah, anybody that go to espressocoffee.com, order these beans, will receive the orders at the convenience or at the doorstep at their houses. And especially if you care about your health, if you want to prioritize your well-being, put in your mouth the best coffee that is there for your health. Make the first drink in the morning, the first thing that your body receives, a good drink, a coffee that it will give you not only an amazing experience in flavors and aromas, also in health benefits.
Okay, well, it's like I said, it's been a long day today. A good announcement, a great announcement of Espresso Coffee, a gourmet coffee from Colombia, South America.
From other countries in South America and Central America.
Yes, as I said, at one point, I didn't know the difference in coffee. And at one point, I didn't even think about the country of Colombia. Colombia, to me, would have been South Carolina. But until I got to know Claudia and made many trips to a beautiful country and saw the freshness and the vibrant greens and the nature and the different environments of there, I really couldn't have been able to differentiate as they would say, maybe gringos. I'm a gringo compared to a Latino like my wife, but I truly know what authentic Colombia is and authentic Colombian coffee and coffees from Central America where they're sourced from these small farms. So, Claudia, this has been a very informative session. A lot of information to digest, but really interesting about Espresso Coffee and the health benefits. So I think I'll wish you the best and sign off and let you wrap it up.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I really enjoyed this time to educate a little bit more our listeners about coffee and why I created the brands and how they can benefit from it. I want to tell you, all of you, that I am including right here, a link to my website if you want to go and purchase my coffees. Also, because you are part of my Espresso Health and Wellness podcast community, I am including a special discount code for you to take advantage. I really appreciate and value your support. And remember, I always want you healthy and I want you happy. Remember that health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul. Take care.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you like the information that we shared with you today, please subscribe to the Express Soul Health and Wellness podcast and follow us in the social media outlets of your choice. Until next time, please remember, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul.